Be'ezah Hashem, we continue with Shari Tshuva from Ben Yoina, Shir number 4. Ben Yoina now discusses how HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevates a person who wants to do Tshuva beyond the person's comprehension, beyond what Teva, what nature would naturally permit. Not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevate that person, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevates his children as well. V'yizbar b'atayir ki yazer Hashem l'shavim. Kasher Ein Yad Tiva Maseges. The Torah clearly explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will assist those who do tshuva by raising them beyond regular natural levels. V'yichadesh b'kirbam ruach tahar lahasig mailus ahavosoi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will renew inside of the person who wants to do tshuva a spirit of Avas Hashem. Once a person has Avas Hashem, he doesn't want to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has Avas Hashem, he wants to do the mitzvahs. So when a person does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reignites that spark of Avas Hashem inside the person. Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, Vishavta ad Hashem alaykecha, you will return until Hashem, unto Hashem. Vishamata bekoiloi, and you will listen to his voice. What does it mean to listen to the voice of Hashem? The Pasuk tells us, Kechol asher anoich mitzav hayoim. To listen to the voice of Hashem means to do the mitzvahs of Hashem. Vishavta ad Hashem alaykecha, vishamata bekoiloi, Kechol asher anoichi mitzavcha hayoim, and you will do according to everything which I command you to do today. Who's this? You, ata, you, uvanecha, and your children, b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. A person who does tshuva will arouse this kedusha to flow inside of him to do the mitzvahs, as well as his children. Atu uvanecha. To what degree? Bichol livavcha uvichol nashecha. To serve Hashem with all of their heart and all of their soul. Brings Rabbeinu Yonah the next pasuk. Umol Hashem lekech es levavcha ves levav zarecha. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will circumcise, will cut off, will remove this tumah from the Avera. Umol Hashem alaykecha es levavcha. He will cut off this tumah from your heart, from the heart of the person who's doing tshuva. Ve'es levav zarecha. As well as from the person's children. Hashem will remove that urge to do Averis. Le'ahava es Hashem alaykecha b'chol levavcha. And Hashem will put inside, Hashem will imbue inside of this person and his children the midah of Avas Hashem, b'chol levavcha. When a person loves Hashem, b'chol levavcha, he will want to do the mitzvahs. He will not have an inclination to do averis. What's the loymar? What does this mean? Says Rabbeinu. B'meh shelo hisagto atu vanecho. In regards to the level, the spiritual level, the level of ruchnius that you and your children did not reach until now, yomul Hashem es levavcho ves levav zarecho. Lahasig b'havosvi. Hashem will elevate the person. Hashem will circumcise their hearts. Which means, once again, Hashem will remove the desire to do averis. Lahasig b'havosai. And now, these people will be able to, who do tshuva, to serve Hashem b'ahava. This is what happens when a person does tshuva. Hashem says, you take the first step. You want to do a sincere tshuva? I'm going to elevate you. I'm going to raise you beyond your comprehension. You won't realize how high you will go. And not just you alone, but your children as well. He concludes that the steps for doing tshuva are clearly set up for us in the Nevi'im, in the Ksuvim, as we will, Mitzvah Hashem, explain. To summarize this first piece, in Shar Aleph, Ois Aleph from Ben Yoina, there are six main points. Tshuva is a great gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, Hashem encourages the Ivrei Avera, the people who have transgressed and have sinned. Hashem encourages them. Hashem puts this desire inside of them to do tshuva. Number three, very important, the doors of tshuva are never closed to anyone. The doors of tshuva are never closed to anyone. Number four, tshuva is accepted even if the motivator to do tshuva was because of the person's suffering. It's a lower madrega, but it's still 100% accepted. Number five, Hashem helps a person to do tshuva and reach levels that he never would have reached beforehand, beyond his natural capacity. And number six, that the principles of tshuva are set out for us in the Nevi'im, in the Ksuvim, in the Psukim.